In Florida, you'll find the environment to inspire what's inconceivable, the chance to explore what's inexplicable, and the space to accomplish what's unimaginable. You'll no longer have to wait for the future. You can harness it. Florida, the future is here.
Technology companies, from growth stocks to dividend stocks. That's next.
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Your Money Matters. I'm Charlie Turner in New York. They were the darlings of the stock market in the late 1990s, technology stocks with ridiculously high valuations based on unrealistically high earnings expectations. A lot of tech firms went under as the dot-com bubble burst, but now the technology sector contains survivors of the bubble, mature companies such as Apple, Microsoft, and Cisco. And John Petrides, managing director and portfolio manager of Point View Wealth Management, has rebranded these companies as value stocks or income plays. John Petrides joins us now. John, how should investors play these stocks? They're no longer growth stocks, but they are sitting on a mountain of cash that they intend to return to shareholders.
Yeah, particularly in the large cap tech space, these companies are more mature now. They're up against the law of large numbers, meaning if you're trying to grow your revenue, which is $100 billion plus, that is very difficult to do. So you have to find new ways you're producing tremendous amount of cash flow because most large cap tech companies are not capital intensive. So where do you go from here? You no longer have the growth benefits of what you did maybe 10 or 15 years ago, so investors now look to you to redeploy that cash.
And redeploy that cash in the form of a dividend?
Well, they've done it really in three ways. They've done it through share buybacks, dividends, and through M&A. For example, Microsoft just announced a $40 billion return of capital to shareholders where they're buying back stock and they're increasing their dividend by 8%. And earlier in the spring, Microsoft did a $26 billion offer to buy LinkedIn. So because they're so big and because they're generating so much cash, they almost in a certain sense have to buy their growth or find other ways to return to provide shareholder returns.
As you say, if you can't beat them, buy them.
Exactly.
And we'll have more in a moment.
Enjoy our podcasts? Then listen in your car. Before you start down the road, just sync your smartphone using Bluetooth or plug into the USB port. Got Apple CarPlay? Just tap on the podcast app and search for WSJ. The next time you're getting behind the wheel, take us along and enjoy the ride. WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.
I'm speaking with John Petrides of Point View Wealth Management. Should investors now buy these tech shares if they're looking for stocks that are involved in buybacks or that pay a dividend? How should they play this exactly?
Well, I think there's a group of investors that need to become more appreciative of this sector, the technology sector, and that is those investors looking for income plays. In this low yield, low income, compressed bond interest rate market that we are in, it's hard to find income for those investors. And I think most investors, income investors, get fixated on the absolute yield. You know, what's the coupon? What's the high dividend? And they look for that for their income stream, and they don't focus enough on dividend growth. And so if you think about a utility stock or a telecom stock, which this year has done very, very well from a share price standpoint, those sectors are up 15-20%, they may have high dividends, 3.5-4% type of dividend yields, but the dividend growth rate is nil. Maybe it's at the rate of inflation. Whereas you have the technology sector, which has the lowest absolute yield of any sector in the S&P 500 at 1.5%. The yield on the S&P 500 is 2%. But the growth rate of the dividend for the technology sector is north of 20% annually over the past 7 years.
So
you think of it almost as you're getting a pay raise by being a shareholder of these companies. So when income investors are out there looking to build a portfolio, they should not simply focus on the absolute yield. They need to look on the growth of the cash flow and the growth of the dividend.
So should they buy these income plays now, figuring that the dividends will grow in the future? or should they wait?
So I think valuations in the tech sector, particularly large cap tech, are not stretched at all. Cisco has 30% of its market cap is in cash. If you back that out, the stock is only trading at 10 times earnings. Another name like Qualcomm offers a 3.3% dividend yield, has grown its dividend 18% annually over the last 10 years, is trading at 10 or 11 times earnings. So, you know, again, you're not buying technology for the dot-com era where many companies were trading in valuation multiples they'd never realistically be able to achieve. You're buying them because they're sitting on a tremendous amount of cash.
So is there only a limited number of these companies, such as the ones you've mentioned, John, or how many companies exactly are we talking about?
Well, just like any sector, you're going to have a group, right, where there are large cap, mid cap, and small cap within that individual sector. And, you know, each group has their own characteristics, but the larger cap tech companies, maybe those with a market cap of $10 billion or greater, is where you're going to find a lot of these, dividend growth tech plays.
So dividend growth is the key to what you're talking about here.
Yes.
John Petrides, Managing Director, Portfolio Manager of Point View Wealth Management, thank you very much for joining the podcast.
Thanks for having me on.
And that's this edition of Your Money Matters. Thanks for listening. I'm Charlie Turner at the News Desk in New York.
For more podcasts, check us out at wsj.com/podcasts. Become a subscriber on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and now look for us on the Google Play Music app on Android devices.